和一些抄本的题目，就会发现，这是一个贝鲁回归的诗歌。
And it's often also given an index title in the Bible itself as a song of thanksgiving for the restoration of Israel.
所以最可能发生的时间是在他们从巴比伦被掳的以色列，因着新的古列王波斯王的诏书，让以色列可以回家建立圣殿，敬拜天地万物的主宰耶和华。
And so the earliest this probably could have been written was after the exile of the Babylonian exile, when Cyrus of Persia allowed the Jewish people to return to their homelands and rebuild the temple.
但这不是一个普通的感恩诗歌。
But this is not an ordinary psalm of thanksgiving.
因为是以色列经过巨大的磨难，是他们最低谷的时候，然后再回来的。
But this was a period of great trial for Israel. That they had totally hit bottom, and they were restored to their glory.
因为他们的悖逆过犯，结果圣殿被毁，离家，应该说离乡背井，被上帝交到了外邦人手中管教。
Because of their sin and their rebellion, the temple was ruined. They were removed from their homes and. They were ruled over by the Gentiles.
当他们回到家乡的时候，从哀歌变为喜乐的感恩之歌。
And so, because God restored them, their songs of the lamentation became songs of joy.
我非常感恩，今天我们在敬拜的诗歌里头，其实已经带我们进入这首诗。
And so, I thank today's hymn leaders in leading us through singing these songs, so that we could have a taste of how it must have felt.
如果你注意的话，你发现诗人的祷告感恩的对象是上帝，而不是古列王。
And so we see in this psalm that the thanksgiving was given not to King Cyrus but to God.
他这里明明地说，耶和华为我们行了大事。
That God Himself did great things for us.
虽然从一个客观的原因上来说，或者是直接的一个原因来说，是古列王发了一个诏书，让他们可以回耶路撒冷。
So the direct reason might have been an edict from Cyrus that allowed them to go back to their homes.
但是诗人直接把他们回归归给上帝，是上帝超然的介入。
But the psalmist gives the ultimate credit to God. It is God who allowed them to return to their homeland.
如同以斯拉记和历代之下说的，在波斯王古列的元年，耶和华要应验借耶利米口所说的，就是激动波斯王这个塞浦路斯的心，使他。诏书通告全国，让以色列回家。
As it is recorded in both Ezra and Second Chronicles, in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, in order to accomplish the prophecies given by the prophet Jeremiah, moved the king, so that he made a proclamation to the whole nation.
换句话说，古列王自己是想要用怀柔政策赢得被蹂躏的以色列。
So for Cyrus, he saw it as an excellent political maneuver to win the hearts and minds of the Israelites.
但是这个作者很清楚地说，这根本的缘故是上帝定义要成就他的旨意。
But here the author of the Bible points out that ultimately it was God who put that thought in his mind.
实现透过耶利米预言的七十年后以色列一定要回归的这个预言。
So that Jeremiah's proclamation that the people of Israel would return after 70 years in exile will come true.
所以当时的以色列回归的以色列人，就他们说像梦里一样。
And so the Israelites who returned for them, it was like living a dream.
因为根本不可能靠他们实现的。
Because this was impossible in their eyes.
哪一个人不喜欢有免费的奴隶？
Because you know who in the world would willingly give up free slave labor?
但是奇迹竟然发生了。
But the miracle happened.
只能感谢上帝，敬拜耶和华。
All they could do is thank and praise God.
我不知道在你的生活中，你是不是经常这样的。
So I don't know if you yourself have experienced a similar liberation event.
在你的大小事件中。
In great or small.
很多不同的事件发生。
That when these things happen in your life.
你是不是最终都归说耶和华是值得称颂的？
That you can say the Lord be praised.
你如果仔细来看这个诗篇的时态的时候，就发现有一个变化。
And so when you read through this hymn, you see that there's a change in the text.
中文不太容易看出来。
It's a little hard to see in Chinese.
一到三节是一个过去式到现在式，表明一个作者把上帝从以色列艰难的困境中带出来，回到应许地之后的一个事实的回顾，一个感恩。
So for the first three verses is a transformation from past tense to present tense, as the psalmist looks back into what the things God had accomplished in the past, and that led to their joy in the present.
而四到六节，你发现从现在式进入将来式了，反映出他对将来上帝更加美好的应许要产生出一个信心中的根源。
And then verses four through six, the psalmist looks further into the future and looking into a hope of greater blessings by God.
我不知道这是你的生活写照，你怎么样回应？你活在新约的时代，上帝在基督里所做成的这一切，今天又怎么激励你将来的生活？
As people who live in the New Testament, how do you look into the past to see what God has accomplished on your behalf, and how do you look forward to the things that God will accomplish on your behalf?
如果按照这个诗篇的这样的一个脉络的话，我盼望今天圣灵从两个方面带领大家。
And so I hope that you, as we go through this hymn, God leads you in two aspects.
从思想、感受和行动上，敢于按照上帝的意思来做梦。
That first, that we dare to dream the dreams that God has given us.
因为美国、中国都有各自的梦。
That every nation and every culture has their own dreams.
但是基督徒应该做什么梦？
But so what kind of a dream should a Christian have?
首先，我们要为过去的美梦实现来欢喜。
So first we must be, have joy for the dreams that have already been realized.
我们要欢喜，要为上帝已经为我们这些回归复兴之人所行的大事来欢喜。
For God has already done great things to restore us to himself.
其次，我们要为将来的梦想实现来欢喜，来撒种。
Second, we are to sow seeds for the dream of the future.
我们撒种是要为上帝将来更大的回归和复兴的应许实现来流泪撒种。
For even greater, the promise of an even greater renewal is still yet to come, and so we must sow seeds for that.
让我们先来回顾过去。
So let's first look at the past.
当你梦想实现的时候，你一般都是很高兴。
When your dreams finally come true, it is an event of great joy.
究竟上帝为以色列人、为新约中的人在耶稣基督里成就了哪些事？
So what in the world has God accomplished for us in Jesus Christ?
要数得太多，让我们先回顾一下这个回归。人想结束流浪的日子。
And so let's first look back at the end of the exile and the return to God.
第一节他说，当耶和华将那些被掳的带回锡安，就是耶路撒冷的时候呢，我们好像做梦的人。
When God brought back, when God restored the fortunes of Israel of Zion, we were like those who dreamed.
为什么诗人一开始就把以色列的被掳回到锡安山的时候用一个梦来形容？
So why use the term dream in this psalm?
一定是难以置信，对不对？
Because it was difficult to believe.
没法扭转的事情，因为外力或者是上帝的介入发生成就了。
Because we know that God himself had ordained the ruin of Israel.
从一个角度来看，全人类都活在一种流浪的光景中。
And indeed, we all live as if we do not belong in this world.
为了解脱这个被掳和束缚，我们就产生各种各样的理想。
And in order to have hope in this life, we set up ourselves all sorts of ideals and dreams.
最不可能实现的理想，我们就把它叫为梦，对吧？
And then the most impossible of these ideals, we do indeed call them dreams.
我们这个时代更是做梦的一个时代。
And this generation is a generation that dreams.
我记得我二十几年前来美国的时候，那个时候我们这些中国的海外留学生呢，有一个梦。
And so when as 20 years ago when I was a student, I remember hearing about the American dream.
叫五子登科，听说过吧？
And so you know you're accomplished in if you have these five things.
车子、房子、帽子、票子、妻子、儿子。
The house, a car, an income, a degree, a wife and a child.
这个梦，你如果今天回到中国的话，你发现有很多不同的版本。
And this same kind of idea carries on now in Chinese, in mainland China as well.
咱们到北京、上海、西安，甚至到石泉的时候，你可以看到每一个大街小巷都有一个很大的标语来说“中国梦”。
And China, you know, the Chinese propaganda, especially now, is trying to, you know, pump up the idea of a Chinese dream.
但是还有美多不同的私下的梦。
And then every person has their own dream.
百姓中间有一个新的中国梦是这样说的。
And so the joke now is that you're not really somebody until you've accomplished these things.
叫新的五子登科，要不要听？
do you...
车子、房子、票子、帽子现在是官了，不是学位了，婊子和私生子。
And so, you know, you still have the car, the house, and the income, but now, you know, now your nice hat is a government post, and now it's now, you know, it's no longer a big deal to have a wife and a kid. You've really made it when you have a mistress and children out of wedlock.
但是这些人，如果你问他，是否在他。在这些五子登科中，无论是新的还是旧的，是正版还是私下版，他真得到了欢喜快乐吗
？But if you actually survey anybody who supposedly made it,
他们在心灵深处是不是有一种很深的满足呢
？Are they really happy? Do they feel like they've reached true satisfaction?
答案肯定是否定。
And the answer most of the time is no.
如果在那些不同程度上没有实现了这种梦的人。仍然不快乐，无论是中国梦还是美国梦。
So if we cannot achieve happiness by accomplishing these dreams,
我们其余的人为什么还追这个梦
？Why do we seek after it？
因为这就是我们现在被掳的写照，我们是原地打转。
That we all are living in exile.
Lost voice. 哦，有了 ，OK。所以我们需要回顾一下人类在圣经中怎么样只讲被掳。
And so, let us come back to the Bible to see how the Bible describes our circumstances.
请问大家，第一次以色列人被掳是什么时候？或者上帝的子民被掳
？So, for the Israelites, what was the or for the people of God, I should say, what was the first exile?
有人说公元前或者主前的这个七百多年以前，也就是说现在的两千七百年以前。
So, the first official exile, I suppose, happened in 700 or so B.C.
就是我们刚刚念的这个圣经所发生的时候，发生之后。
And so it was the event that this psalm particularly refers to.
北国在亚述手下，南国在巴比伦手下，先后沉沦了。
That the northern kingdom of Israel fell to the Assyrians, and then the southern kingdom of Judah fell to the Babylonians.
但是上主日学的人不同意这个观点。
But if you've
你们在上《士师记》，对不对
？If you've been in Sunday school and you're going through the book of Judges, you might not agree with this assessment.
因为没有王的时代，以色列那个时候，在这个被掳之前，他们就已经很多的几十年的河东和河西，被外邦人，无论是米甸人还是迦南人、非利士人来欺压，那就是被掳。
But in the day, and so you're reading the very depressing tale of when.The Israelites had no king, and one after another, there was a never-ending carousel of oppressive oppression from whether it be from the Canaanites or the Midianites or the Philistines or whoever.
如果你再往前看一点，说以色列曾经从埃及被掳之地出去进到迦南地的话，也就是说他们之前是被掳的状态。
And then, if you go back further into history, you look at the Book of Exodus, and you see that the people had once been slaves in Egypt. In other words, they.At that time, were exiles.
其实，上帝的子民以色列人，就是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的族类，在被掳的不同的日子，就在向全人类述说一件事情。
The history, indeed, the history of the people of God from Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob on down, is telling a story.
上帝的子民都在流浪中。
That all of the people of God had been in a state of exile.
因为更早的时候，上帝的第一对。儿女亚当夏娃
because from our very first parents Adam and Eve
他们就被判在最终堕落被逐出了伊甸园
they fell in their sin and they were exiled from Eden
失去了上帝的同在从这个意义上来说失乐园是人类第一次的被掳
and so that loss of God's presence in being exiled from the garden was the firstexile.
原来是儿女，从今以后这些人都不是儿女了。
That we were once children, and now we are enemies of God.
说从这个意义上说，人类中的每一位，如果没有上帝亲自打开永生的门，我们刚刚唱的首诗歌里头，打开与人和好的通道，没有人能够到神那里去。
So if
伊甸园已经关了，都是失乐园，福乐园是不可能的事。
And so the doors of Eden have been closed and barred. So if not, if God himself did not come and seek another way for us to return to his presence, then none of us would be able to come before him.
其实我在前面说，为什么人在错的地方，在不同的五子登科里头找幸福、找快乐，他们根本没有找到，
so,
永远没有着落，都是热锅上的蚂蚁。
And so, we are just stuck between a rock and a hard place in this life, because no matter where we turn, we cannot find the happiness that we truly need.
但是诗篇的这个作者是从流放回家的这样的。
And so, while this psalmist experienced true, literal exile and restoration,
像我们中间的很多人一样，
that his story echoes many of
ours. 他不光是身体上从奴役中出来，从那种压制中解放。
He was freed from slavery and oppression.
他更是在一种心灵的深处朝见永生的上帝。
But now his
这个梦实现了。
His heart and soul could be satisfied as well, for he could worship God, and his dream came true.
我可以大胆地说，这是以色列的梦。
And this is the dream that Israel has dreamed.
因为我昨天就是这样预备的时候，发现真是这样，以色列人本人就是雅各，是个做梦的人。
And so we see that the theme of dreams is very prominent in the Old Testament.
他第一次跟上帝相遇的时候。
The first that Jacob, who was renamed Israel, he was a man who dreamed.
他就在那个天梯上遇见了神，他说这是天的门，伯特利。
His first meeting with God was in a dream. He dreamt of Jacob's ladder, and he realized that he was in the presence of God.
其实他最喜爱的那个儿子约瑟。
And then his favorite son, Joseph.
他是 Prince of Dream, 对吧？他第一个梦就是说，他将来所有的爸爸妈妈和十一个那些以色列人、以色列儿子都要拜他。
And so we know his favorite son, Joseph, had dreams of being worshipped by his family.
到后来他成为上帝手中的解梦人，拯救了以色列全家和整个埃及中东的那一批人。
And because of his ability to understand dreams, he saved not just the people of Israel, but all of Egypt from famine.
免疫七年的灾荒，饥荒。
And so he saved them from a 7-year famine.
更著名的一个先知叫但以理。
And then
他也是个做梦的人，解梦的人。
We also know the prophet Daniel.
他是在被掳的时候。
Was a man who lived during the exile, and he was taken to Babylon.
当尼布甲尼撒做了一个梦，就是个巨大的像的时候呢，没有人解梦，所有的行邪术还是有术士的人都没办法解读这个梦。
And so the king of Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar, he had a dream that none of his sorcerers or any of those warlocks or sorcerers could understand.
这个上帝就开启但以理，就说。你这里的所有金银铜铁泥是代表四个国家四个国度按的时间来排的。
And so Daniel explained the dream to him that your dreams in the dream when you dreamed of the statue of gold, silver, copper and iron, it represents four kingdoms in chronological order.
巴比伦、波斯马代、希腊和罗马。
And looking back in history, we do indeed see the kingdoms of Babylon,Persia, Greece, and Rome.
但这个最伟大的解梦者在最后说，他有一个梦是非人所造的石头把这个四个人间的帝国一一击碎。
But the dream doesn't just end with the air. The dream, in fact, goes on to say that a stone not made of human hands smashed these human kingdoms.
结果这个石头必须不断的扩张到一个地方，最后要充满全地。
And this stone will grow in size until it covered the whole earth.
就是最后的第五个帝国，是永不灭的帝国，耶稣基督的国。
And so that is the kingdom of God, of Jesus Christ.
美国的国旗可能会下来。
The United States.
大不列颠国可以国旗下来，中国的国旗也会下来。
The kingdom, the United States will not last forever as a nation, and neither will Great Britain or even China.
那个巨石永远膨胀的那个十字架的国度是永不可熄灭的。
But the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is built upon the cross, will never be extinguished.
因为这个人子的国度要把快乐真正带到人间。
Because this is the way that true happiness can be brought to mankind.
因为这个通道就是2000年前来到人间的上帝的儿子。
2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ came to this world to open that way for us.
借着他的受死，
through his death.
你注意他是在城外是被流放的。
For he was executed outside of the city as an exile.
好让我们这些流放的人可以回来。
So that us, the true exiles, can come home.
当他复活升天，打开了人与神之间的通道的时候。
In his resurrection and ascension, he truly opened that way for man and God.
你发现以色列梦在他身上实现了。
Then the dreams that the Old Testament of the Old Testament.
他是雅各的那个天梯。
He is Jacob's ladder.
约翰福音说，人就在地上，人就在天的，耶稣基督就是那天梯。
Jesus explained that dream that he himself is that ladder.
他是约瑟的粮仓，约瑟粮仓可以完备，没可以。用完，但是耶稣基督的生命粮食永远不会完备。
He is the true storehouse of Joseph, for physical greed can run out, but Jesus Christ is the bread of life.
那是属天的粮。
He is infinite.
他是仗着十字架来击败人类的仇敌，就是死、罪和恶魔。
And he is the one who will overcome his enemies through not the power of military might, but the power of the cross.
把那一个每一个人所建筑的那个巴别塔，那个帝国小帝国的梦都要击碎。
And he will smash the false dream of the tower of that we have for that the self-centered dream of Babylon of the Tower of Babel.
这不光是以色列的梦，这是全人类应该有的梦。
This is not just a dream for Israel, but for all peoples of the world.
这是上帝真正的给人类的梦。
And that is the true dream that we.
是我们回家的路。
It is the way home.
为什么？我们要欢喜快乐。
So why should we rejoice?
只为什么诗人在后面的二到三节有一种强烈的表达，从里面出来无法抑制。
And that, you know, why is the psalmist singing his praises here?
他说：“我满口喜笑，满舌欢呼的时候，外邦人就有人说，耶和华为他们行了大事。耶和华果然为我们行了大事，我们就欢喜。
Our mouths were filled with laughter, our tongues with songs of joy.” Then it was said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy.
你看这个欢乐有三次的表达，满口的喜笑，满嘴跑舌头哈，我们就欢喜。
And so over and over again, it says that we are filled with joy.
他们被掳几百年之后被带回来。
That this was the first time they could go home.
当一个人心灵被拯救之后，他外面要表达出来，连外邦人看见说，这个人真喜乐了。
So when a person is truly, well and truly saved, even someone who is not a Christian, who is not a part of God's people, can tell the difference.
我信主的时候就被基督徒那种喜乐所吸引。
And that was one of the things that drew me to Christians when I was not yet a Christian.
最近读到一篇文章，是说灵魂的漂流记，说你没有读懂的鲁滨孙漂流记，读完了以后很有感触。
I read a book that was kind of explaining Robinson, the story of Robinson Crusoe in a way that I hadn't really thought about before and was really touching to me.
文章说呢，我们往往尤其我们把这鲁滨逊漂流记呢当作是人类太险的自强的故事。
And so, most of us read the story as the story of, you know, man versus nature, he of self-determination, of survival against.The worst odds.
有多少人看过《鲁滨逊漂流记》世界名著？还有些人看
哈，
不错，我们还有共鸣。
Robinson Crusoe.
但我那时候能记得，就是说他有一个黑人星期五，然后他没有日子了，每天在那个树上刻日子来记他的年轮。
So you know, off the top of my head, I could probably tell you, okay, well, he met a guy, you know, who became his friend. He named him Friday, and he couldn't keep track of, like, he wanted to.Try to not lose track of time, so he made himself a calendar and he marked off the days as best he could.
但是我敢保证，我们当时没有信主的人一定会跳过一些东西，没有注意到我下面要说的一些事。
And so I'm going to read to you a quote that you probably skimmed over when you read it before you were a Christian.
好，有一个他这样说，他说一个人在重生以后就会觉得被上帝从罪恶中拯救出来，比被上帝从苦难中救出来更幸福。
That when a man is born again, this feeling of being saved from sin is sweeter than being saved from disaster.
是他飘到那个岛上第一次悔改向上帝祷告的感受。他原来在英国是信主。
And so for Robinson Crusoe, he was a Christian. And so when he made it to the island and he prayed to God, that was how he felt.
接着他又说了一段，在受造物手中一生是多么变化不定的事啊，在不同的环境中人类的感情多么变化无常，我们今天所爱的往往是明天所恨的，我们今天所追求的往往是明天所逃避的，我今天所希望的往往是明天所恐惧的，甚至是胆战心惊。
How uncertain our life is in is human life in the hands of our God. In different circumstances, how different our feelings are. The things that we may love today, we will hate tomorrow. The things that we seek today, we will escape tomorrow. The things we hope for today, we will fear tomorrow.
其实他在孤独之后发现那个岛上有人脚累，他又害怕这个人会杀他，所以他就写了这个。
And so this was his first time discovering someone else's footprints on the island. So he felt very conflicted, for he was joyful that finally another human being, but at the same time he was terrified because what if this person is out to kill me?
好，接着你听他带领那个黑人星期五接受耶稣基督以后的感受。
And then, so he met his man Friday, and he led Friday to becoming a Christian. And then this was his reflection on that.
虽然天然的观念可以使一般有理性的人认识上帝，可以使他们自然而然的对至高的上帝表示崇敬。然而，要认识耶稣基督，要认识他曾经替我们赎罪，认识到他是我们同上帝之间的中保的那个中间人，认识到他是我们在上帝宝座前的那个中裁者，那就非要有上帝的特殊启示不可。这就是说，只有上帝的启示才能使我们在灵魂里形成这些知识。因此，只有救主耶稣基督拯救世人的福音，只有上帝的言语、上帝的圣灵，才能做人类灵魂不可少的导师，帮助我们明白上帝救人的真理，得知道路、拯救和生命。
So though by nature a man can reasonably understand the existence of God, and that they can show some sort of respect and worship to a God who exists above and beyond their understanding, yet for them to know Jesus Christ, for them to know that he had saved us from our sins, so that he is the mediator of the new covenant, that he is the judge who stands before us in God, that requires God's revelation. That is only in God, only by God revealing himself to us, that we can have this knowledge in our souls. And so only the gospel of Jesus Christ, who saves our souls, only the word of God and the spirit of God can be the teacher that we all need, that we can understand God's plan of salvation and the way that we have to him.
Thank you. Well, it was a long one. 来，我希望就是引起你们足够的兴趣，可以再次读《鲁滨逊漂流记》。
So, I've
看看你是怎么漂流回来的。
I'm quoting from this book because I want to encourage you to read it again and look at it from a Christian's eyes.
因为我认为诗篇的作者跟鲁滨逊很像，就是回归西安以后，他体会到那种灵魂深处的真快乐。
And so, like the psalmist, Robinson Crusoe also experienced the period of exile and then restoration of his, and then he felt that joy of being restored.
Piper 牧师在一篇讲道的时候，轮到喜乐的时候，他说，喜乐是一种内心的感受，不是一个思想意识。
For John Piper also agrees that joy is a feeling deep within us. It is not something that we can just merely conjure up in our minds.
但是接下来就更重要。
But what's more important is.
他说，甚至不是身体上的一种快乐。
It is not even physical pleasure.
他说，是你灵魂深处的快乐。
But it is a reaction of your soul.
因为灵魂是个内在的人，当然你内在的人喜乐的时候，你的身体就会反映出来这种喜乐。当你内在内心痛苦的时候，你身体也是痛苦的。
For when you rejoice in your very soul, your body also rejoices with you. Just as when you suffer in your soul, your body also suffers.
他的理由是这样，他上帝自己是个灵。
For God Himself is a spirit.
上帝自己是喜乐的源头，是喜乐的本体。
And He Himself is not just the source of joy, but He is joy itself.
所以人如果要真喜乐，一定要从心里，从灵魂深处发出。
So for us to experience that true joy, we must have it within our souls.
我听完他的讲道，正好我在读经，读到《帖撒罗尼迦前书》，我们再过几个月以后要来讲道的时候呢，我就发现保罗也是这样讲的。他对马其顿，就是现在在南斯拉夫那一带的人，
说话。And so, you know, in preparation for my future sermons, I'm currently going through 1 Thessalonians. And so Paul wrote to the Macedonians, which is today's, I guess, Yugoslavia-ish.
对他这样说哈，并且你们在大难之中蒙了圣灵所赐的喜乐。
That in your great tribulation, you have received the joy of the Spirit.
如果三一的神在我们里面，我们真有喜乐。
When the triune God,
无论是飞机误点还是生病，现在永康在家里躺着，那个重感冒，他仍然喜乐。
And so, no matter the circumstance, such as our brother who's, you know, laying home with a terrible cold, he can still experience joy. Of course, it's better to be healthy, but still.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我不知道你相信不相信诗人给我们描述的这种福音，或者这种福星已经在耶稣基督里实现了。
Do you believe and have truly experienced that the joy that Christ Jesus has accomplished for us on our behalf?
是否经历到圣灵继续在我们里面工作？
Have you experienced the Spirit truly working within you?
或者你是在这个喜乐门外的人？
Or are you still standing at the door looking in?
我想变成你们中间的一位。
That, you know, I'm trying to put myself in your shoes here.
你们相信神能够让人更加喜乐吗？已经信靠他的人更加喜乐吗？
Do you truly believe and have experienced the true joy that God has given his people and that he will give us even all the more joy?
四到六节之后他开始从现在时进入将来了。
And then so now that he's brought us to the present, the psalmist casts his eyes into the future.
看完了过去，他说我们应该往后往前看。
So we've looked at the past, now we can look forward into the future.
仰望上帝的应许能够产生一种在信心中的一种流泪的耕耘。
That since we have the hope of God in our heart, that we can sow in tears and looking forward for a joyful harvest.
为将来的梦的实现来撒种。
That
这是你我的一个呼召。
Because we have been called to build towards that future.
我不知道你愿不愿意为上帝给我们这样的一个应许。在信心中来流泪撒种。
So I don't know if you're willing to sow in hope.
因为诗人这样说。
For this is what the psalmist says.
耶和华，求你使我们被掳的人回归，好像南地的河水回流一样，流泪撒种的必欢呼收割。那带种流泪出去的，必要欢欢乐乐的带禾捆回来。
Restore our fortunes, Lord, like streams in the Negev.Those who sow with tears will reap with songs of joy. Those who go out weeping, carrying seeds to sow, will return with songs of joy, carrying sheaves with them.
扎雷家的那孩子一定是重生了，他现在欢呼出去了。
And so, you know, we just heard some leaving with weeping, but that's okay. She'll come back with joy.
诗人到底盼望哪一种的回归呢？
What kind of a restoration is the?
他说像南地的河水复流。
It is like streams in a Negev.
要熟悉以色列的南国的话，是干旱之地，根本没有什么水的。
So the south part of Israel was very dry most of the year.
基本河道都是干的，除非有特大的暴雨以后呢，会有这种河水涌流的场面。
Most of the time, the riverbeds were completely dry. It was only in times of flash flooding that there could be any kind of water.
所以诗人用这种自然现象描述一种超然的一种复兴。
And so the psalmist uses this natural phenomenon to symbolize a supernatural restoration that God is going to bring.
所以我们刚刚已经谈到，在耶稣基督里末后的时代展开了一个永不止息的复兴。
That we know that in Jesus Christ, God has begun this restoration.
他带领他历世历代的教会成为这个不断涌流的救恩江河中的一份子。
As He has promised, He has led us into a stream, into never-ending streams of living water.
但他没有停在这里。
But he's not stopped here.
他要带更多的人享受这个快乐。
He wants to bring more people into this joy.
鲁滨逊很有意思，他在他的后面的日记里这样写。
And so as Robinson Crusoe himself wrote.
他说我原来以为呢，我自己到孤岛上是一个灾难。
I thought that it was a disaster for me to be.
结果我是双丰收啊，这是我 paraphrase 了。
So I thought it was a disaster for me to be stranded on this island, but I received a double blessing.
他说第一个呢，我跟上帝更近了，因为我的孤独。
That first in my loneliness, I became closer to God.
他当然有一本圣经。第二个呢？第二，他说我能够带一个人信主，发现跟这个黑星期五的黑人那块查经啊，发现他自己跟自己查经是不一样的。
So all he had with him when he made it on the island was a Bible. And so because of his loneliness, he was closer to God. But then when he was able to lead Friday to become a Christian and the two of them read the Bible together, this was an experience that he was even better than reading the Bible by himself.
他说真的，他开始体验到说跟上帝同工，带领别人信主的那种快乐。
He experienced the joy of working with God and leading people to Christ.
像保罗在帖撒罗尼迦前书说的，说你们就是我的喜乐，说帖撒罗尼迦人是他的喜乐，不光上帝是他的喜乐，别人信主，他带领别人信主就是保罗的喜乐。
As Paul himself wrote to the Thessalonians, "You are my joy, for I have brought you to Christ."
上帝今天仍然要使用 OCECC 的人，要把那些被掳的，仍然在黑暗中那些蚂蚁上的人，热锅上蚂蚁上的人，没有方向的人，寻找乌兹登科的人，真正带到真正的梦里头来。
And so God is today, God is continuing to use this church to lead those people who are still in darkness, who are still stuck, who are still wandering around in circles seeking true happiness, that they can be brought into the same joy.
世人盼望一个更大的复兴，这是毫无疑问的。
That for the psalmist is looking forward to an even greater revival.
从一个方面来说，教会的历史就是一个不断的回归复兴，然后低落再复兴的历史。
That the church, like the nation of Israel, has experienced cycles of restoration and then down, and then periods of spiritual darkness and restoration again.
时间不允许我跟你们分享那我正在读的一个真正的复兴 ，Ian Murray 写的《真正的复兴》，讲这个美国和英国第一次大复兴的里头很多的令人激动的事情。
And so, if you look back, indeed, in history, there are many books about, the various great awakenings of the Church of England and the United States.
但就让我们拿这个小小的教会十五年的历史来说事，好不好
？So let's just look at the history of our own church.
如果你没有看我们的网站，里面有最早的一期，还有十年周刊，还有十五年的周刊。
And so, it is.
越老的点击率越多。
On our website, we have articles from our very first church magazine, and then also from the 10-year and the 15-year anniversaries.
我特别鼓励你去看。
I especially encourage you to read them.
尤其是刚刚来到我们中间弟兄姐妹和慕道朋友们。
Especially if you're here among us for the first time.
我敢保证你在那里可以看到真正流泪撒种的人，然后欢呼的喜悦。
You can see how it had felt to be sowing in tears and then reaping with joy.
但是今天我特别要讲教会这段时间，在过去的几个月之间发生的一些事情，是我感触到的，肯定不完全。
I especially want to share the experience of that we've had in these past months.
好像就在这个十五年周庆过了之后这段时间里。
In the time that we just experienced after our 15th anniversary.
教会在许多方面，在济南牧师和长执的带领下。
That we experienced being led by our new pastor.
在许多的战线上流泪撒种。
That we had.
当然，欢呼收割的时间还没到。
And so we've been sowing a lot of seeds recently, and maybe we haven't yet seen the harvest, but it's coming.
但是真正的复兴一定是圣灵的工作。
For true restoration is the work of the Spirit.
我没有办法说，哎，这个教会周三祷告会是复兴的时候。
It's not by the power of our prayer on Wednesday nights.
我们来看一下这个眼下的一些流泪撒种，期待更大的复兴的事儿。
So let's look back at some of the seeds that we've already sown.
大概五六月份到七月份的时候，大家是不是注意到餐馆侍奉的时候，就是餐服事上有些同心协力的事情发生
？So in May, June, and July, we've had some gospel. Some gospel efforts into the people who work in restaurants.
有些人过了自己的能力，有人从观望者变成参与者，有人从不知情者成为带导者。
So we had people who participated in the event. We had people who prayed.
有人甚至上班的时候请假去做探访。
We had people who took time off from work to visit.
有人在周一的晚上工作了一天之后，然后晚上十一点到一点钟跟他们一同敬拜、唱诗、分享见证。
Some people helped become part of the new fellowship from that starts from 11:30 at night. That we have this so-called double blessing fellowship.
对不对？ 一个服是服事业的意思，还有一个服是福音的，大概是这个哈。星期三我刚听说的新的名字啊，是双福哈。第二个，你看看这两个福画面，你就知道我要讲的什么事儿。
If you look behind me, you'll see two white banners.
我特别感谢这个教会支持我们这次的短宣。
And so first, I want to especially thank everyone for supporting this mission trip.
教会虽然有个人性的很多的长老、执事、牧师出去短宣，但是全教会这样出去的，这是第五次。
And so I know that you know, there are many times we have people individually going out, especially our elders. But this is the fifth official church mission trip.
人数也是最多的。
And it has so far had the greatest participation.
谢谢你们在为他们祷告，在金钱上，在身体力行上的参与。
So we thank you for not only your prayer but your financial support.
三四次的义卖卖包子的时候，大家都恨这个价钱定的太低，很快就卖掉了。
Our couple of bake sales, we really should have charged you guys more money, considering how fast everything sold.
然后有十个青少年，年纪是最小的一次。
And we had the teens that came with us.
然后有十个成人。
They were the youngest so far, and we had 10 adults.
他们几乎都是全程参加。
And all of them pretty much attended the entire thing from beginning to end.
感谢他们在去之前的三个月，每个星期天。几乎一次不差的都来参加训练。
They started training for this 3 months ahead of time, and so pretty much every Sunday they showed up.
特别是我们的家长们预备了很多的 seminar, 即使都没有来讲，他们都很甘心乐意的预备。
And so even though they were not necessarily having to present the particular teachings, they still attended to learn how to do it.
因为战场上人家要求不一样，你是抽着宝剑的还是拿匕首，你不知道。
Because we know that on the battlefield, you know, your role might be different, but everybody still has to go through basic training.
在他们的那个六天、七天的流汗里面，你发现有很多美好的事情。接下来我们会有人分享。
And so after the service, you're going to hear them share their individual stories about what they went through in this time.
特别是到这个英文营结束的时候，星期六演汇报演出结束的时候，大家难依难舍。
And so, by the time that it was over, nobody wanted to leave.
我流泪的时候好几次，有一次我给你讲讲。
And I was moved to tears several times, so I want to share this particular story.
就是说，有两个初中生和我们的两个初中生，他们在一个班上相互教。然后呢，这个我们的孩子呢唱的是中文歌，他们呢唱的是英文歌，说我们是一个家人 ，We are family member.
And so,
练习的时候我就眼泪下来了。
There were some kid. There were two kids on our side who became friends with two middle age school kids on their side, and so they decided to get together to learn how to sing. And so our kids sang in Chinese, and their kids sang in English. And what they sang was that we're all one family, and this really touched me.
啊，如果你不信的话，上面这些所有的人签名都在上面，这八十。
And so the entire class that we taught English to had signed their names on this banner up here.
不光是这个，他们还有一个创意，就是说他们最后自己写的，让我们用爱记住你们。
And then they also wrote to us, let us remember you in love.
他画了一个心，然后最后呢，我们到了那个星期天去发放那个贫穷奖学金的时候，所有的那些孩子，他们就签在那个心里。我每一个的孩子和家长给他们发完以后，名字写在一起。如果一男发给这个孩子，他就跟着孩子。其中有两个孩子呢是不会写字的，他们就画个太阳，真是非常感人。
And so when we were giving out scholarships, the people who were responsible for the scholarship signed with the children who were receiving the scholarships, and two of the children still didn't know how to write, so they just drew little suns.
啊，他们也给我们补助车马费，就是在那里头的吃住旅馆的费。结果我们就把这个钱呢。捐给这个阿嘎贝，就是那个我们的博爱路，预备明年再给他们发奖学金。
And so,
因为我们两年才去一次。
And they also gave some money to us to help us pay for our food, you know, our living expenses. But we decided to donate that money in turn for the next trip that we were going.
这个十全离西安只有三个半小时车程， 18万的人口，但是没有一间基督教会，有清真寺。
So, Shiquan, this place that we went to, is 3 hours from Xi'an. It has a population of 180,000, and there's not one Christian church there.
但是特别感恩的是，我们几乎可以用公开的方式来讲福音。
But what was really, we were really thankful for that we were able to pretty much publicly declare what, all the things that we wanted to tell about God.
Michelle Grace 带领我们圣诞节、感恩节、复活节，我们几乎在演这个剧，因为他们的英文能力没有办法明白，我们透过演的方式，所以演一遍英文又演一遍中文，所以他们都明白。
And so, we explained, you know, all of the various holiday, all of the various Christian holidays to them in both English and Chinese in drama forms so that they could understand.
我们有两次的机会能够跟他们的家长讲亲子关系，讲神学。讲最后的基督教或者圣经什么样看人塑造的一个观点。
And we were also able to talk to their parents about, you know, what the biblical view of raising children is like.
我下面的时间留给他们来讲。
And so, I don't want to spoil all the surprise, so I leave the rest to them to tell the story to you guys.
如果我们再往前看，八九月份，
if we look further,
仍然是一个撒种的季节。
Into August and September, we see that.We still have more churches.
方舟团契的人已经开始准备接机了，已经接了一些人了，他们已经居住在我们中间了。
And so, the Ark Fellowship is already preparing to receive new students to help them.
还有许多新来的人到奥兰多来，你们中间坐满这个教会就是一个见证。有些人是我根本不认识的。
Because we know that many people.
但是张继南都认识。
Many people are coming to Orlando to work and live, and I myself.I see a lot of unfamiliar faces because I've been away for so long.
我们会有一系列的流泪撒种的事。
And so we are looking forward to more events of sowing.
八月八号只是流汗的事儿。九点到十二点，我们在 JT Park 有一个迎新，
and so,
每年的新老的人都可以去参加的。
And so, in the
我们终于换一个地方到海边了。
So next Saturday, From 9 to 12, we're going to Jetty Park. We're going to the beach for the first time. We're going to have a picnic there to welcome the newcomers.
欢迎你们全家老少都来。
So we invite all of you to go.
到九月份的时候，十八号到二十号，有伯克利的中华归主的教会的主任牧师会带领我们的特会。
In September, from the weekend of the 18th to the 20th, there's going to be a special service led by. Pastor Huang?
Wilson Wong, yeah.
Pastor Wilson Wong.
很有意思，他这个人退休以后，他原来是一个生意人，然后就住在伯克利的校区，所以跟学生学者的关系非常的近，值得我们教会来效仿。
And so he was actually a businessman, but after he retired, he decided to live in Berkeley, and so he gets along really well with the university students.
当然，我们前面还有很多的挑战。
So we have many, many challenges ahead of us.
比如说，我们要寻找青少年英文的牧师。
We are still looking for an English pastor.
调整我们青少年儿童的侍奉，比如说预备我们这个 English Young Adult 的这个团契。
We're still hoping to establish an English Young Adult small group.
只是会面对我们场地拥挤的问题，你们是问题，知道吧？人太多了。
And now we're facing the very good, excellent problem of running out of room in this chapel.
就我们在考虑是不是要考虑扩堂，甚至说我们分上午堂和晚间堂，来使这个。福音的国度继续拓展，流泪撒种的机会更加的多。
So we're exploring the possibility of either expanding the size of the chapel or just splitting the service so that we can have even more people have a chance.
我是简单的描述一下，但是你有没有看着信心看见这个愿景
？And so you know, because of time, I can only be extremely brief, but I hope you have a picture of what the challenge is.
这是上帝给你的梦吗
？Is are you has God given you a dream?
真的，上帝给我们一个很感恩的一个教会，让我们为过去的美梦来欢喜。
God has given us a very beautiful church that we can rejoice over the great workings of God.
不是这个建筑而已，是我们这群人。
Not just not and by church, I don't just mean the building, but I mean the people inside.
更是为将来的美梦来耕耘，那个更美。
But what is even better is for us to work towards the picture of the future.
虽然我是一个老短宣了，从九九年开始我就去亚洲短宣，每年几乎都有好几次。
So, I could I consider myself a veteran evangelist because I go
over. Just short-term missionary.
Missionary. Okay. Yeah. I consider myself a veteran missionary. Sorry, because I've gone on various trips since 1999.
但是今年有很多可分享的时候.
But so every year I have stories, and especially this year.
我讲一个故事结束.
So let me end with one story.
我们每天早晨都在这个石泉的这个高中的这个。 大学楼前呢，我们九点钟开始带领着85人来唱敬拜的诗歌，简单的一些动作。
And so at the school we would, you know, as part of teaching them English, we taught them some very simple English hymns.
其中一首诗歌叫 My Father's House.
And so one of the things we taught them, 我天父的家。
Grace and Michelle 在带到最后， Carol 带到了最后，他们那些人跟我们一块带。
And so first it was, you know, our kids leading them singing, and then eventually they were so familiar that they were able to stand up and lead as well.
虽然不是每个人都明白那里的意思。
Maybe they may not have completely understood what the words meant.
但是当我们流泪洒种的时候，我相信这些幼小的心灵中有一些东西是留下来的。
But I truly believe that we have left an impression in their hearts.
那种平安、喜乐、爱的种子在里面有。
Those seeds of joy, peace, and love.
其中那歌是这么唱的， Come with me, come with me, go my father's house.
跟我一起来去我父家。那孩子虽然不明白，但当我们带的时候，真发现这些孩子的变化。So, you know, they
他说你们跟其他老师不一样。So
they may not, you know, completely understand what they're doing, but they do get that we're different from other teachers.
让我再说一遍，让我们用爱记住你们。Let
us remember them in love.
愿上帝把这些人 也写在上面，虽然我们没有把他们所有的名字写在上面，但在天上一定有这些人的名字。圣灵用看不见的墨写在耶稣基督的面上。我们来祷告。Let
us pray that even though not all of their names have been written here, that God himself will remember them, and he will write their names in the book of life.
天父，我们感谢赞美你。Heavenly
Father, we thank you and praise you.
你是真正为我们这些没有盼望的人做筑梦者。
That you have given dreams to a hopeless people.
不是人间能够想象到的梦。
And this is a dream that no person on earth could have ever imagined.
是在我们做罪人的时候，你就为我们死了。
For you died for us while we were still yet sinners.
好，那永生的门为我们罪人打开。
So that the doors of eternity are
opened. 我们心灵的眼睛被点亮。
And our eyes have been opened.
如果我们不跟随你，我们跟随谁呢？
Who could we follow except for you?
喜乐的源头，你来充满我们。
That for you are the source of joy.
好，让我们流泪撒种的时候，必然看见欢呼收割的时候。
That we can look, that while we sow in tears, we can look forward to a joyful harvest.
不光是这个时代。
Not only in this generation.
直到你再来的时候。
But when you come again.
祷告奉主的名。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.